Good morning, everybody. It's good to be in the house of the Lord with you today, and welcome to any visitors and those that are joining us online. Special thank you to those who are assisting in worship today. Scott, who will be song leading, Mark, and Bob in the back, Jason on the organ, Emily will be assisting with our candle lighting today, and Viv is our reader. Today is All Saints Sunday, which is why we have all the candles in the front. We have a special part in the service where we will read the names of those at St. Olaf who have been baptized or had a funeral service here. And then you'll have an opportunity as the service moves on to come forward and light a candle for one of your loved ones. You should have received a small card, and those names will be read during our prayers of intercession. So please be sure to put the name and set it up here near the candles, and we'll be sure to grab those. We ask that when we get to the candle lighting part that you try your best to social distance. And there are little candle lighters in the front. Emily and I will be up here to assist with that. During our service, or immediately following our service at 10 o'clock here in the sanctuary, we'll begin our Living with Hope fall campaign. And today's speaker will be Scott Otto. So if you haven't had a chance to sign up for that and would like to participate today, we would encourage you to stay for that as well. We have extra packets available for that. At this time, I'd invite forward Jane and Craig, who are going to share with us a temple talk this morning.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm Craig Hamilton, and I'm presenting this morning with Jane Wallstad. And I want to ask you, what is St. Olaf about? Is it just this structure, or is it in a place to worship on Sunday, or is it more? I think it's a lot more. I think this is a place where we grow with God, we bring people to Christ, and we do God's work. So if you wonder, you know, what is God's work? Well, there's a lot of things we can do, and here at St. Olaf, we've accomplished quite a few things, and we're doing quite a few things, and I'm going to go over a list of things that we're doing or have done, and forgive me if I don't mention something that's dear to your heart, but here we go. We've done mission trips to Nicaragua, we do home communions, we do a sewing ministry done by the Sew Sisters. My wife made sure I put that in there. Use of the church for prison ministry, community Bible studies, shawl ministry, worship ministry such as communion servers, musicians, acolytes, readers. We have groundkeepers, meals for the men at the Beacon, Lotus House, the Olies, prayer chains. And these are just a few examples, so you can see there's a lot of opportunity here. But we can do so much more with your imagination and your generous donation of money and time and talent. So with your help, St. Olaf can be a beacon of hope to this community and the world. God will bless you with joy in your heart. Now, if any of these things are of interest to you, or if you have a new idea, feel free to fill out a time and talent card, talk to somebody on the church council, or talk to Pastor Emily, and we'll get you started. Now, not everybody gets a call like St. Paul did on the road to Damascus. Most of us just get a little whisper. So listen for that whisper and answer your call. Thank you. Here's another of my talent. I'm going to hand out paper.
Thank you so much, Craig. We appreciate all that you do. And our Living with Hope campaign for this year, just let me mention, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's from Romans 15:13. And one more, let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And that's from Hebrews 10:23. In the past few months, we have seen and experienced God's faithfulness in the acts of kindness from our church family and friends at St. Olaf. It has been amazing to see the help provided in so many ways at this difficult time. Our thanks to the Lord and our church community of faith, St. Olaf. Pastor Emily, along with so many helpers, continue to make possible all the services, communion, gift bags, sacks of groceries, prayer shawls, the funerals, calls of encouragement, confirmation, youth service, and so much more. Personally, I say with gratitude to each and every one who has stepped up and made a huge impact of support for our St. Olaf family. Thank you for your compassion and care in Jesus' name. We all love and serve a God of hope because of our Savior, Jesus Christ. May our lives reflect the truth we believe, that as people of God, we live in hope and faith, not fear. I truly believe that through the many acts of kindness, we as members of St. Olaf have experienced the reality of this blessing. Thank you, St. Olaf, and all who have participated. How important is this to you? Would you consider a small step forward in whatever way the Lord directs you in support of our St. Olaf Church? Please now look over the growth and giving chart, and with a thankful heart, let the joy of giving be your guide. We know we can't outgive the Lord. He gives us all things, and His faithfulness is new every morning. Take time to contemplate your important part as we move forward in hope to a new chapter at St. Olaf. We are truly blessed with so many gifts and talents. We pray for you as you consider how you might best serve the Lord and be involved at St. Olaf to bless others. Thank you for all who have done. Thank you for all that you've done in the past. We couldn't have gotten this far without you. We all want to keep St. Olaf strong in the days and years ahead. In closing, let me share with you from that most interesting story in the Bible about Queen Esther. She needed to move forward at a crucial time to save her people. It was a difficult decision, and really life-threatening for her. But she determined to move forward for such a time as this. Perhaps each of us are being called to move forward in a positive way to make St. Olaf strong. Let us act with courage and hope for such a time as this at St. Olaf. Thank you so much for listening. May the Lord bless and keep you all. Thank you.
I invite you to stand as you are able. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the source of all mercy and the God of all consolation, who comforts us in all of our sorrows so that we can comfort others in their sorrows with the consolation we ourselves have received from God. Thanks be to God. When we were baptized in Christ Jesus, we were baptized into his death. We are buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. No person is an island entire of itself. Each piece is a piece of the continent of a main part. With thanksgiving, we remember before you Dean Alexander McCanahan. Miranda Bailey Hempstead. Leslie Madeline Hempstead. Gracie James Taylor. Grace Annette Felch. Push that up. There you go. Nixon Michael Denclaw. Those who have joined the Saints of Light through their death. Ray Mortensen. David Peters. Harold Carlson. Joanne O'Brien Hillstad. Elmer Case. Shirley Phillips. Gerald Grove. Marvin Braden. Francis Wubin. John Allstad. Kelly Henricks. Orville Slotin. Steve Springer. Steve Hall. Marilyn Eagley. Trisha Larson. Chuck Coleman. Lee Oster. Larry Zeman. Sarah Olson. Herbert Miller. Teresa Gross. Betty Lind. David Michael. Jeff Nagel. And all those who have died of COVID-19 in 2020. You're invited to please be seated first, and then you're invited to come forward at will. Please remember to bring a card forward with the name of your loved one, and Emily and I will be in the front to assist you with lighting the candles. There's a little candle lighter smaller than that that you can light. We'll hand you the light off the Christ candle.
Passes on his way. coast, through gates of pearl, streams in the countless host, singing to Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Alleluia, Alleluia.
I invite you to please stand. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together in one communion in the mystical body of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in the light of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys that you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Our first reading is from Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. The book of Revelation is written to seven churches in Western Asia Minor during a time of great oppression. Today's reading is a response to the question asked in chapter 6, verse 17, who is able to stand? The writer gives the faithful the assurance of God's protection and a vision of victory. After this, I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Word of God, word of life. Our second reading is from 1 John 3, verses 1 through 3. A saint is one who has been set apart by God for God's purposes. God, out of divine love, set us apart to be the children of God. Our holy hope is that we shall see God as God really is. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Lord of God, word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the fifth chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you or persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Blessed are you who weep, for you will laugh. Today we remember the saints, the living and the dead, and to remember what Christ has done for us. What scares us about death? Is it worrying that we will miss the person, the good things about them? Perhaps we realize we haven't told them something special, or there's some message we need to relay, like, "I love you, I forgive you, you are great, I am sorry." If that is the case, then why not tell them now? For many people, death seems so finite. It is the end. And yet God has a word of hope for us about death. St. Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, "When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in the victory. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." God says to us clearly, "I have won the victory over death." Even though we will experience death on earth, there is a future. So probably a better way for us to look at death today is that it is a setback, not the conclusion. After death, there is something more to come. And we give God thanks for that gift today. When I served in Mason City, there was this old white house that was transformed into a beautiful hospice house. Families could bring their loved ones there to have a peaceful death, no matter what age they had entered the hospice. Seldom there were young patients. Many were much, much older. And Anne was one of those church ladies who had been pretty healthy up until her 80s. She was the type of lady who drove to church every Sunday, had taught Sunday school well into her 70s, and all of our children loved Anne. Suddenly, her health, though, took a quick decline, and I can remember asking the hospice nurse on a late evening visit, "Does anything weird happen in this place?" They all remarked, "Yes. Patients experience visions of their loved ones, sounds of music, and often reach their arms upwards as if to grab a hold of someone." The nurses also shared that there was a sense or an aura that went into the rooms as someone was about to die. One day around lunch, I went to see Anne, and all four of her children were inside her room. The nurse came in to change a light bulb, which seemed odd at the time. Who cares about a light bulb when your mom is dying? It doesn't really matter, does it? The problem came when the nurse then dropped the light bulb. What are the chances? Glass shattered everywhere, so the nurse quickly left and grabbed another nurse to assist her in cleaning up the broken bulb. The second nurse suggested, "Do you guys mind stepping out for a couple minutes so we can clean up this mess?" We stepped out, went back in, and the angel of the Lord had appeared to Anne. It was as if her spirit didn't want us in the room with her while she passed away. She looked so beautiful lying there in the hospital bed. She had this peace upon her face. This woman truly was a saint of God. And I've never forgotten that light bulb breaking. It's been an image of faith for me, glass shattering everywhere. That as Anne's light faded and ended, her light shattered into a million little pieces. Her light couldn't be contained within her earthly shell. And our souls do not get buried deep within the earth. Our souls transcend to a place far beyond here. That is the promise the saints of Christ behold. That's why we light the baptismal candles right off of the Christ candle, and we proudly proclaim to babies and adults and young children, "Let your light so shine before others so that they can see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." Anne became a saint in light. And when our earthly light fades, those pieces of light shining so brightly go to be with Christ. And what an amazing gift today to be called one of Christ's blessed. Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you and revile you and defame you on the account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, because heaven is our home. Today we observe All Saints Day, and it always falls on November 1st. It's also called All Hallows Day or Halloween. Historically, All Saints Day began as a commemoration of the martyrs who had died for their faith. But over the years, it has evolved into this day where we honor and remember all the saints, those who in death have joined the church triumphant, as well as the faithful saints of the present who serve Jesus Christ. That means all of you here today are part of all the saints. Martin Luther held that all Christians at the same time are both sinner and saint, sinners because of our rebellious nature, but saints because of our salvation that Christ gives. So today we remember all the saints, that means all of you, and all that have died that we remember here today. That we remember that they're all with us living in faith on this side of heaven. I'm sure that phrase, communion of saints, sounds familiar because it's part of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints. In other words, the saints of God in heaven are just as alive in us. We are woven together into this tight-knit communion. So today will be the first time in a very long time that we celebrate the gift of Holy Communion. You'll actually receive it as you exit today on the two doors there and up here in the front. And as you take the bread and the wine, I encourage you to remember that as you take the body and blood of Christ, you are also meeting all of your loved ones at the Lord's table. So I love this image of our altar here, and as we bless the elements and then you are given them, if we were to be up here in the front around the altar, They are there with us. I love that image of all of our loved ones gathered there with us around the heavenly throne. So you can imagine your grandparent or your parents or a child or your spouse who has died meeting you right there. That is our hope, that our loved one has left and gone on a journey. My mom has been gone 11 years now, and I know that even in this earthly realm that we are, there is a place where we can meet, and it's a holy place at the altar. The words of the liturgy say, "Therefore, with the angels and archangels and all the company of the heaven, for I know that she meets me there with the company of heaven, the communion of saints with the Lord." And the nearer that we come to the Lord through Holy Communion, the nearer we become part of all the saints. I remember that it is Christ that is sharing his body himself, so that in death, our loved ones are closer to us in that moment than they may be if they're in Florida today. But we remember, as we gather around the throne, that we miss those parts about her. Her hugs, her kisses, her smile, and I know you all have someone in mind that you are missing here today. Their footsteps, their voice, we don't lose them. And when that sense of loss becomes too great, I know that we can all go to the altar and meet them there again. That is the good news, that our loved ones in Jesus' name meet us at the table forever. So I want to leave you with a poem that is part of the Reformed Jewish liturgy used before the Kiddush. This is an epitaph written by Merritt Malloy that has become a step of their funeral services and their tradition. He writes, "When I die, give what's left of me away to children and old men that wait to die. And if you need to cry, cry for your brother walking the street beside you. And when you need me, put your arms around anyone and give them what you need to give me. I want to leave you something, something better than the words or sounds. Look for me in the people I've known or loved. And if you cannot find me that way, at least let me live in your eyes and not your mind. You can love me most by letting hands touch hands, by letting bodies touch bodies, and by letting go of children that need to be free. Love doesn't die, people do. So when all that's left of me is love, give me away. May the love and light of Christ dwell in you richly. May you cling to that light that will never fade, and it is a light that meets us at the table with thousands of our loved ones. And so as we gather at the altar, I invite you to remember your loved one here today, and remember that God is with us as we receive the bread and the wine. And they meet us there. Amen.
Please stand and sing with me. Shall we gather at the river?
Shall we gather at the river where bright angel feet have trod, with its crystal tide forever flowing by the throne of God? Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful. The saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. On the margin of the river, washing up its silver spray, we will walk and worship. guests will gather at the river, the beautiful, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Ere we reach the shining river, lay we every burden down. Grace our spirits will deliver and provide our robe and crown. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Soon we'll reach the shining river, soon our pilgrimage will cease, soon our happy hearts will quiver with the melody of peace. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God.
Let us confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We continue with the prayers of intercession. I will say, Lord, in your mercy, and your response will be, hear our prayer. Longing for Christ's reign to come among us, we pray for the outpouring of God's power on the church, the world, and all in need. Lord of all the saints, we praise you for evangelicals, martyrs whose sacrifices witness to your gospel across time and space. Inspire us by their courage to carry out faith to new people and places around us. Hear us, O God. Lord of every place, the universe proclaims your greatness from generation to generation. Bless the work of naturalists, conservationists, park rangers who train our attention to the wonders of the world that you have made. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of every nation, guide this country, all states, rural voters, urban voters, young and old, as we share together in another election. Kindle our hearts to encourage, to understand our common needs, and seek the common good. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of every blessing, your Son's blessing came to those living with poverty, grief, hunger, thirst, and persecution. And on this day, we remember before you Jim Krell's family and friends, Jeff Nagel's family and friends, Sonny and Shirley Peterson, Carol Martins, Judy Van Alstine, Curtis Stover and family, Tim Brainerd, Rosemary Stickrod, Teresa Copps, Donna Smith, Steve Bell, and Larry Pyman. Shape our vision of the saints to match our own. Awaken in us your call to serve all who suffer. Hear us, O God. Lord of every venture, anoint us with the missionary spirit of the early church. Bless all new missions of our synod. Empower testimony from new communities of faith to shape a diverse witness of your saving power. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of every time and place, countless are the multitudes you have called by name and gathered to yourself. We pray today for those who have been baptized into faith, Dean, Miranda, Leslie, Gracie, Grace, and Nixon. We also remember those who have died this past year, Ray Mortensen, David Peters, Harold Carlson, Joanne O'Brien Hillstad, Elmer Case, Shirley Phillips, Gerald Grove, Marvin Brayton, Francis Wubin, John Allstad, Kelly Henricks, Orville Slotin, Steve Springer, Steve Hall, Marilyn Eagley, Trisha Larson, Chuck Coleman, Lee Oster, Larry Zeman, Sarah Olson, Herbert Miller, Teresa Gross, Betty Lind, David Michael, and Jeff Nagel, and those who have died of COVID-19. We also remember before you, Lord, all of the saints in light who our church family here today have lifted up, and we name those first names before you. Karen, Reverend Paul Otto, Judy, Valentine, Dorothy, Rosemary, Kelly, Bill and Marlis, mother, father, and sister Sally, and grandparents, Dave, all of our family members, Elmer, all of our family members, Charles, Ryan, John, Tony, Carlton, Dad, A.F. Kuhlman, Lila, Betty, Kristen, Doug, Jim, Robert, Charles, Shirley, Joanne, Bill, Joy, Joyce, and our loved ones, Eunice, Francis, Willie, Grandma Grieger, Joe and Morris, Christine, Joy, Leon, Jack, Dwight, Donald, Gerald, Jack and Kathy, Jack, Steve, Kristen, Gerald, Roland, Jim, parents, and David, Virgil, Evelyn, Janet, Lorraine, Carlise, Rochelle, Lee, Anne, Jack, Francis, Arthur, and Sybil, and Olga. We remember all those who have died as a result of coronavirus and entrust them to all the saints in your love and mercy. In faith, we join them in the ceaseless praise. Lord, in your mercy. Receive our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, until that day when you gather all creation around your throne, where you will reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us share with one another a sign of Christ's peace with an ear high five or a peace sign. At this time, we'll receive our offering for the mission and ministry here at St. Olaf Lutheran Church. If you're here in person, the offering plate will be in the back. You can drop it off on your way out. Otherwise, if you're tuning in with us online, we'll provide the PayPal link in the comments section. Please stand as you are able. Let us pray. God of all goodness, generations have turned to you, gathered around your table, and shared your abundant blessings. Number us among them, that as we gather these gifts from your abundance and give thanks for your rich blessings, we may feast upon your very self and care for all that you have made, through Jesus Christ, our sovereign and servant. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty God and merciful Savior, through Jesus Christ. By the witness of your saints, you show us the hope of our calling and strengthen us to run the race that is set before us, that we may delight in your mercy and rejoice with them in all glory. And so, with all of the saints in Christ that we have lifted up before you today, and all the choirs of angels and all the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy God, you alone are holy, you alone are God. The universe declares your praise beyond the stars, beneath the sea, within each cell, with every breath. Generations bless your faithfulness through the water, by night and day, across the wilderness, out of exile, into the future. We give you thanks for your dear Son at the heart of human life, near to those who suffer, beside the sinner, among the poor, with us now. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, he gave thanks, and he gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Remembering his love for us on the way and at the table and to the end, we pray for the gift of your Holy Spirit in our gathering, within this meal, among your people, throughout the world. Blessing, praise, and thanks to you, Holy God, through Christ Jesus, by your Spirit, in your church, without end. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. At this time, we will put the elements in the various stations. And again, as you exit today, you're invited to take that. Please know that you are given the body and blood of Christ, given and shed for you. And again, they'll be available for you in all the exits. As you leave, may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace, now and forever. Amen. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift, in faith towards you and in fervent love towards one another, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Holy God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you and lead you into the way of truth and life. Amen.
and the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the Lord in glory comes. Oh, when the Lord in glory comes. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number when the Lord in glory comes. Oh, when they gather round the throne. Oh, when they gather round the throne. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number when they gather round the throne. And on that hallelujah day, and on that hallelujah day, oh Lord, I want to be in that number on that hallelujah day.
Go in peace, remember the poor. Thanks be to God. Thank you.